Give you Harold Long from,
or Harold L. from St. Louis, Missouri.
Thanks, man. Have a seat. Good morning.
Good morning.
My name's Harold Long. I'm an alcoholic. How is everybody? Come on, man. It's Sunday morning. Everybody packed and ready to burn out of here? My sobriety date's April 7th, 1987, and my home group is called AA on the Rocks. It meets on Wednesday nights in St. Louis, Missouri. If you've ever been there, it's right by Botanical Gardens. It meets right there at the corner of Shaw and Tower Grove. It's a strong three-leg CAA group. If you're ever coming through St. Louis on a Wednesday and you get a hold of me ahead of time, I'd love to put you to work there. You know, and we have a strong three-leg Al-Anon group meets right next door. So we'd love to capture you and put you to work. If you come in even earlier, I'll bring you out to the prison on Tuesday and put you to work. I just did that to John a few months ago and got my money's worth. If you come to town, I'm going to get my money's worth out of you, right? I want to thank the committee for allowing me to come and be a part of your convention, and it's a privilege and honor to be here. I want to thank Kathy, Lee, Rachel, Angie, Ross, all the speakers that went before me, and it's a privilege to share the podium with each and every one of them. I want to thank John and Renee for their hospitality. You know, they've been generous hosts, and John's a great friend of mine. And I want to thank Robbie, you know, for making a journey. I can't fly right now. I'm on a no-fly list, and it's not due to criminal activity. You know, it's, I promise. It's due to the fact that I had a major surgery on my eye a few weeks ago, and I got a huge nitrogen bubble in my eyeball right now, so I can't even hardly see out of it. So if you saw me looking at your badges or all that, you know, funny, that's what the deal was. I just can't hardly see. So Robbie made the journey. I had to cancel three or four engagements, and I didn't want to cancel the rest of them. So Robbie, by his generosity driving out here, we were able to pull this off. So it's a privilege to get here. It took us 12 hours, but we drew through the Appalachian Mountains. We had a great time, enjoyed the scene. We're going to go back today and meet some friends in Ohio, some AA friends there, have dinner with them, and we get home whenever we get home. You know, it's a privilege to be there. It's fun to be with Kathy and Mike. You know, great friends of mine, and it's just a privilege and honor to be here. This is how our event started off. I drove to start us. This is grace and mercy working at its best. And let me just explain grace and mercy real quick before I get started so you understand the story I'm going to tell you. Mercy is, it's just like you're driving down the highway doing 100 miles per hour, and you get pulled over by a cop. And the cop walks up and says, you know, I gunned you and you were doing 100 miles per hour over the speed limit. But I decided I'm not going to give you a ticket. I'm just going to give you a warning. Go about your day. Have a great day. That's mercy, right? Grace, on the other hand, is the same scenario. You get pulled over. Cop comes up to the door and says, you know, I got you doing 100 miles per hour in the speed zone. I'm not going to give you a ticket, but hold on. I'll be right back. And they come back a few minutes later, and they hand you a $100 bill and said, here's a $100 bill for your day. Go out and have a great day. That's grace, you know. Well, Robbie and I leave St. Louis, Missouri, and if anybody's ever been to St. Louis, once you cross over into East St. Louis, Illinois, all the roads go crazy and all this, it's just really convoluted mess of highway. I decided to drive the first little pole. It's nighttime, so we're pulling out, and of course, right off the bat, I'm impatient because this guy's not driving fast enough, and so I decided I'm going to go around him. So when I get off into what I thought was the fast lane, the roads are, and I'm like, man, this road is terrible shape. And Robbie's just, he's dying laughing. He says, because that's not the road. He goes, you're on the shoulder. Yeah. So I end up passing this guy on the shoulder of the road in the fast lane. And as soon as I figured out what I did, I passed him and I got over. And I saw this car whip in behind us and the lights went on. And it was a cop. I mean, we're not even out of St. Louis 10 minutes on our way here. So I said, well, this is going to be interesting. And because every time I get pulled over, it's usually a long fiasco. So this lady comes up, and it was the most beautiful, and you asked Robbie, it was the most beautiful highway patrol lady I've ever seen in my life, and she had a big smile on her face, and she stuck her head in the window, and she goes, you guys know I pulled you over for passing on the shoulder. I go, and I'm guilty, you know, we're just laughing. I said, guilty, I don't know, you know, what we were thinking. Gave her my license, she left, and I said, we'll see what happens. You know, I'm ready to get a big fat ticket and the whole questioning and get out of the car and all this stuff. And sure enough, she comes back and she smiles and says, well, I decided just to give you a warning. And you guys be careful. And next time you pull on the shoulder, just pull back out. Don't go ahead and just pass the car. She goes, I can't believe you did that when I was following you. You know, she's just dying laughing. And we got off and here we are. You know, we got off with grace. That's mercy and grace working in your life right there, brother. So, yeah. So that was how we started this trip. But the theme of our conference, the theme of your conference is the joy of living.